get my shoes and out the door. 5, I'm alive. 6, 7, 8, feeling great.
Hello, BYWG Tribe. This is Dr. Noah. We wanted to make you aware of our never-before-featured Product of the Month and newly released Book of the Month for February 2018. Keep in mind, all the links, discount codes, and special offers for the product and book will be listed in the show notes in iTunes, in our weekly newsletter, and on our website at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com at the Listen Now tab. Our product of the month is Purity Coffee, whose tagline is Improving the World's Health Through Coffee. We are huge fans of quality coffee at BYWG, and this is some of the best and healthiest coffee hands down. Our book of the month is Beyond the Label, 10 Steps to Improve Your Mental Health with Naturopathic Medicine by Dr. Christina Jarndal, ND. Both John Butcher discussing Purity Coffee and Dr. Christina Jarndal discussing her newest book can be heard on the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast during the month of February.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. I'm your co-host today, Dr. Mike Akinfora, and today I'm thrilled to have my friend Andre Camilli on the phone. How are you today, Andre?
Doing great, Mike. Great to be here.
I'm thrilled. Dr. Camilli has written a new book called Cracking the Code, Unlock Your Genetic Potential. Of course, as the co-host for Beyond Your Wildest Genes, this is right in our wheelhouse. I'm thrilled to present it to you folks today. First, I'm going to read Dr. Camilli's bio, and then we're going to get right into it. Dr. Andre Camilli, a May of 2000 graduate of Parker College of Chiropractic, owns and operates LifeQuest Wellness Center in Cortland, Ohio, since its opening in 2001. At his practice, Dr. Camilli is dedicated to improving the quality of life of his patients by dramatically reducing the devastating effects of stress and subluxations. Dr. Camilli strives to empower each patient to be able to make informed decisions that will keep them and their families healthy. He believes that educating his patients will not only help them feel better, but will enable them to keep themselves healthy their entire lives. Well, pal, welcome to the show. I'm thrilled to have you on.
Excited to be here.
That's awesome. So the first question, Andre, that we ask every guest is, tell us your story. Start in the beginning. Don't leave anything out. And go.
Sure. Yeah. It was interesting. I was in martial arts most of my life. I started when I was 7 years old. And basically, throughout that journey, I was always, interested in human performance and, kind of pushing the mental and the physical to its boundaries. And when I was 19, I ended up getting my black belt. And that's actually how I ran into a chiropractor my sister was dating. I was in full contact karate, so I was pretty beat up after this test and basically came hobbling, and I had two friends carrying me in back home after the test, and this guy saw me, this chiropractor, and he just said, "Hey, lay down on the ground. We're going to help you." And I've never really been exposed to chiropractic before. And anyway, he ended up adjusting everything from head to toe on me, and I got up feeling amazing. And at that point, I was like, "Man, this is what I'm supposed to do." And that's pretty much how I got into chiropractic. It was completely, well, not by chance, as we know, but, just happened to be at the right place at the right time. And then that kind of launched me into learning more about, pre-med. And I was in clinical nutrition as my undergrad and pre-med biology. And I just was fascinated with the human body and how amazing it is.
That's really cool. We've been friends for about 10 plus years. And I know you are one of the busiest chiropractors that I know. Where did you actually find the time to write a book?
Well, I was good to have help from my wife. My wife's also a chiropractor. She's an amazing chiropractor and helped out a lot and was very supportive during this whole process. We didn't have a lot of time to write it at first. And then about 2.5 years ago, I made it a priority. And I started changing my schedule around. I actually hired another associate doctor to help me out at the time. And I just started chunking times out after the kids went to school and just started knocking it out one bit at a time, and eventually made the time to complete it, and really happy with getting it out there to so many people and helping people who can't physically come into my office because, as you know, we're, like you said, busy and we're a waitlist practice. So it's like there's all those people out there that need help, and I can't physically get my hands on them. So over the last 20 years, all the things that we have learned that are the most powerful healing modalities for the human nervous system and optimizing genetic potential, we put into this book. So we're happy to get it out to the world.
I'm thrilled. Let's, you know, my only, cut that, Gus. Let's talk about chapter one, you're in the driver's seat, and then I'm going to let you take it from there. But let's give people, what do you mean by you're in the driver's seat?
Well, when I was doing my pre-med back in the early 90s, the old thing was genetics. Hey, your Uncle Harry has this, and you're going to get this disease too. So it was the whole, this gets passed down. The genes are kind of hardwired, you know, just like your hair color and everything else. And disease happens to be in that mix, then, you know, good luck, and you're going to get that disease. You know, you have a higher probability to get that. So that all changed, you know, around 1999, they did the Human Genome Project. And then, as you know, Dr. Bruce Lipton came out and was talking about all these far out concepts that you can actually shut off certain genes that express things that aren't good and turn on genes that, you know, express health, vitality, things that may have been hidden in your family line for a long time. So that was a huge turning point in my career in understanding how the research ties into physical, chemical, and emotional stress, not only affecting the brain and nervous system, but also affecting what genes get turned on and get turned off, because we can actually have a lot of choice as to what we do with that. What are we doing physically? What are we doing chemically from a toxicity or from a food or nutrition standpoint? And what are we thinking about most of the time? So these are the things that we get really excited about, because in chiropractic, you know, that's a basic premise, you know, from back in 1895, toxins, trauma, and autosuggestion. So to see that translate over into genetic expression and then to give people a customized roadmap, so they actually have the power right in their hands. And a lot of people don't know that. So that's what I mean by, you know, you're actually in the driver's seat, because you can turn your genes on and off, turn off the bad ones, turn on the good ones. And we lay out the roadmap in the book on how to do that.
Hey, folks, I don't want you, Andre covered something right there, and I really want to hammer home this idea. You said toxins, trauma, and autosuggestion, and I believe you said 1895. I heard that correct. So chiropractors in 1895, folks, were saying this. You can reverse those numbers and say 1985. And chiropractors were still saying this. And here we are over 100 years later, and that has not changed at all. We have been at the forefront of this, and I'm thrilled to share the rest of this book with you guys. And so let's get into this. Where would you like to go with this today? Talk to me about where you want to hit, what highlights.
Well, I think one of the big highlights, Mike, is understanding that we are all very different. And one of the things that I was researching was this whole concept of, you know, genetic expression was, you know, a lot of people out there are giving cookie cutter approaches to this. And this whole cookie cutter approach is, hey, this works well for everybody, you know. Like, for instance, right now, the rage is the ketogenic diet. It works well for everybody. You know, all of these things that are cookie cutter approaches I found that it may apply to a large percentage of people, but in the book, we wanted to become much more customized. We wanted people to go through, and at the end of each chapter, there's 10 questions that you would answer, and it'll give you a score, 0 to 100, 100 being the best, 0 is horrible, and just to see where your weak links are. And in our practice, one of the reasons that we have a high success rate is that we have people take the easiest first step. And a lot of people out there don't do that. They overwhelm people. They say you have to throw everything out. You have to change everything. And let me tell you, most people, when they're overwhelmed and their nervous system's under an enormous amount of stress, they don't have the energy to make that change, let alone sustain it. So I think one of the key points is find your unique wellness blueprint. See where your weak link is. Take the assessments at the end of each chapter and, you know, be honest. I always say be honest and score yourself and see where you need to start and take the easiest first step so you can not only be successful and develop new habits, but move on to step two and step three and step four. As we know, it's an evolving journey, but I like to simplify it for people. So that's one of the things I like to, you know, hit on with this interview.
Absolutely. You know, the interesting thing is being very busy in practice, and one of the thought processes of people are, I just can't get started. It seems so easy. And one of our mentors, Dr. Russ Rosen, has always said, it is simple. It's just not easy. And the interesting thing is when we take on an endeavor, we're overcoming, what is it, the second law of thermodynamics, an object at rest remains at rest unless acted upon by an outside force. I think it's the second law.
Right.
But we're overcoming inertia, where habits become ingrained, and literally the first step breaks that pattern. So let's get into this a little deeper. How about covering a little bit of chapter 3, diet myths, real food, and your genetics, and talk to me. Cut that. Let's get into chapter 4. Toxins are stealing your vitality. Talk to me about that.
Well, Mike, the issue that I see most now in practice is that the toxic burden on the human nervous system is just at an all-time high. In the book, we talk about some statistics. 75% of the world's pharmaceuticals are consumed in the United States, which only makes up about 5% of the population. So we have to know that it's not just a chemical burden coming from prescription and over-the-counter drugs, but there's a chemical burden happening from an agricultural and food supply standpoint. And this is something that is new to our guts. We talk about the microbiome in the book. You know, our guts are not used to having 80 to 90% of our food supply genetically altered. You know, we have this huge, huge splicing of seeds. And unfortunately, they use antibiotics to test if GMO seed is actually taken. And so we're getting low dose antibiotics in our food supply. We're getting obviously Roundup, glyphosate. We see a ton of people coming in with toxicity that is just really altering how the hormones signal one another, and it's altering, you know, how the liver detoxifies and works. I mean, it's unbelievable, wrecking our gut, our neurotransmitters, our brain. We're having more people with anxiety and all of these other just off the wall conditions. And unfortunately, I mean, I'm sure you see this in your practice too, Mike, but more and more people are coming in younger and younger, and they're sicker and sicker. So it's basically hit a point now to where this is a massive epidemic that needs addressed. And, you know, I'm glad we have strategies out there that actually work to help reverse this tremendous burden on our system.
I agree with you 1,000% on that. And really trying, it feels like we're like Sisyphus. We keep pushing this rock up the hill and it rolls back down. But ultimately it comes down to we need to eat real food, folks. That's what it comes down to. Packaged food is really, there's things on there you can't even pronounce, and we're putting them in our body. So that toxic burden is gigantic, and even then, it's simple, but it's not easy.
Right.
Let's talk about chapter six. Your thoughts influence your chemistry and your genetics. This is a big one for me. I know for you as well. Talk to us about that.
Sure. I actually have a personal story with this one. I was probably in my mid to late 20s, and I had suffered a severe spinal injury. And I remember going to these different doctors to get help. And the one doctor pushed on my spine around my kidneys, and then he pushed on some spot in the front of my belly, and then he said something like, this is all emotional stress. And I really didn't understand what he was saying, because I had an MRI at that point that had showed a massive torn disc in my low back. So I was thinking to myself, like, this guy's kind of off his rocker. It's already been proven that it's a disc herniation. And he went on to go and pinpoint the actual emotion tied to the kidneys, which is fear. And he ended up pinpointing it all the way back to like when I was a young kid, where I got in trouble at school. I was actually in second grade, and they called my mom and dad in. And I remember them taking me out in the hallway with my teacher, and the teacher saying, "Hey, this kid is having some serious problems. We need to not only hold him back, but actually demote him down to first grade." And I just remember like feeling like a wave of fear come over me when I was a little kid. But this guy, you know, found this, and basically the technique he used released this from my body, this burden I was carrying around since I was eight. And that actually was a catalyst of my own healing and my own recovery. So when I wrote that chapter, you know, our thoughts influence our chemistry and our genetics, you know, that kind of got me into the world of, well, how much is our emotions affecting our physiology? And it turns out a whole bunch, because our brain never shuts up. And if we're thinking thoughts of stress or of lack, we also have to understand that our body is going to secrete hormones that match our thoughts. And that's where you got a biochemical effect from our thoughts. And our thoughts are stressful. They're going to secrete stress hormones. That's going to accelerate aging. That's going to cause immune suppression. It's going to cause a lot of problems. It's also going to activate genetic expression that we all don't want. So I always tell people to be aware of your own internal dialogue. And, you know, we want to get into changing our thought patterns and putting what we want in front of us. So that's, you know, that's the big thing, is that there's so many opportunities to hit the stop button on our negative thoughts and to start focusing on things that we're thankful for, that we're grateful for, that produce antidepressants. You know, these thoughts of gratitude are very powerful, powerful healers. So, that whole thought biochemical process just fascinates me. So that's why I wanted to dedicate a whole chapter to it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. What we try to do and on the podcast, and we ask our and I'm appreciative when authors like yourself come on, because I call them your book babies. These are your little book babies. And what we ask is like, actionable item. So you're talking about gratitude and the state of being gratitude. Talk to the audience about what you can do to bring more gratitude into your life.
One of the things that we instruct our patients to do is just start by writing down a real basic list. I think a lot of people get too caught up with trying to make this elaborate list, and they're racking their brain, and I always tell them, whoa, like, back up. You're really good at pointing out all the things that are going wrong. So if you have 10 or 20 things that aren't right in your life, I mean, they're quick to dwell on those. And I always explain to people for however many wrongs you have, there are an equal amount of rights. And one of my mentors, Dr. John DeMartini, he has a whole method called the breakthrough experience. And I mean, his whole methodology is getting people to what he calls equilibrate themselves and to balance out the good with the bad and to show that there's actually balance, there's actually harmony. The issue is if we have a lot of polarity where we're focused in on the wrong. So I always tell people counterbalance with simplistic things. I mean, we all have, you know, we're all blessed to have, you know, a roof over our heads, most of us, and to actually have food. And, you know, if we're blessed enough to have a family, a spouse or children, I always have them start with the real basic things to be thankful for and just get into the habit at first, just like any new neural connection in the brain. At first, that might be a little harder to focus on gratitude because you've been firing and strengthening a pathway of ingratitude for so long and of stress for so long, that pathway becomes easy to fire. So if you want to starve that pathway, you have to create new pathways, new chemistry. So start with something easy, start with basics, our basic things to be grateful for, and create a daily ritual. You know, I always explain to people, everybody sitting on the toilet at one time or another during the day, count your blessings then. A lot of people have to drive or commute to work. Count your blessings then. Everybody has to take a shower eventually. Count your blessings then. So there's a lot of things, there's a lot of times that you can link that are typically downtime that you can create into gratitude time. So I always start with that basic first step.
I love that. And there are the when we get caught up in the roller coaster of life, because it is a roller coaster, and Dr. John DeMartini's been on the podcast and talks about breakthrough experience, there's always going to be a yin and a yang. And a lot of times, just like you're saying with these neural pathways, we take so much for granted. Sometimes in my journaling in the morning, I'm just grateful for a good night's sleep. I'm grateful for hot water in the shower. And when you start your day that way, it really sets you up for a day of success. And I'm not saying it's always going to go the way you envision, but if you come from that gratitude first, then it really gives you a better probability of a great day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the whole quantum experience that we spoke about however many years ago, 10 plus years ago, we were sitting, you know, at a cafe there in New Jersey. But these quantum experiences, that's exactly what you said, it's a probability. And if you write these things down or you focus on them, in quantum physics, they call that collapsing a waveform. And the waveforms are, hey, you have these 10 different ways your day can go, but if you put energy and attention on the one that you would like it to be, the as-if state, the other possibilities start to fade away. And like you said, much higher probability of success and having a better day. But like you said, it's the compass of your day. You start off like that. That's a great example.
It's amazing. I talk to my kids about this, and it when they go to take on something new, they're a little reluctant about doing something new because they're not going to be good at it, and they're going to look silly in front of their friends. But the reality, I believe, is most times most of us learn when we fail at something, and fails become this horrible word that when I look back on my life, most of my successes come after a failure.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. So we're looking at it through a lens that's skewed, and it's just, you know, Edison with the light bulb. You look at all these things that have occurred, and folks have just not let that failure stop them. And this, again, going back to being grateful, well, it's just another way that you found out that this isn't the exact right way to do things.
Right.
So
it's amazing.
We, as chiropractors, I would be remiss if I did not ask you about Chapter 9, Supercharge Your Brain and Nervous System. So talk to folks about this.
Well, the brain and nervous system is what we experience our entire life through. So this whole concept of people not understanding who to go to care for their brain and nervous system, you know, it's a dilemma that we've run into since beginning our profession as chiropractors. I always use the analogy that the dentists, you know, they've got it down. They understand brushing and flossing between visits. And we instruct our patients, you know, to do the right things in between visits, but they're just not making the connection that the brain and nervous system is something that could be optimized through regular chiropractic care. And in that chapter, I wanted to highlight the not so obvious benefits of chiropractic, all the way down to improving how well your DNA repair. And when you have stronger DNA, stronger blueprints, you actually make stronger cells. And if you make stronger cells, you make stronger tissues. You make stronger tissues, you make stronger organs. You make stronger organs, and then you have a stronger body. And it's amazing how many people actually look better now than they did when they were in their 50s. And I've taken care of these people for almost 20 years, and they're actually on less medication. Their posture is better. They're more active in their community. And you can see that stronger cells make stronger tissues, make stronger organs, make healthier people. And you can also see people who do not do those things, like regular adjustments, and they have a crappy blueprint, and that DNA, if it's not repaired properly, makes weaker cells, and we call that degeneration or accelerated aging. So we, it is so powerful of a concept that we know the nervous system affects it, our immune system. It affects our kidneys, our eyes, our digestion. It's such a powerful system that it has to be the key focus of health and well-being, and has to be a focus for anyone who's into having a better quality of life. We have to look at what controls everything, and that's why we wrote this chapter on the brain and nervous system, because, you know, people don't know it improves, you know, your neural efficiency when you get an adjustment. People don't understand it improves how the immune system functions and all of these things, all the way down to the genetic and cellular level. So so happy to get it out there, you know, to a larger population and dispel some of the myths and educate some people on a very powerful step in optimizing the nervous system through the power of an adjustment.
You know, the funny thing in the office that we see is when mom comes in to get an adjustment and she brings the kids, and they can be young, so young that they're not verbal, just walking, and yet they'll see mom come in after that first time. Who's the first one on the table the next time? It's the child.
Absolutely.
Because they see mommy. They see mommy coming in, and she may be a little cranky, she may be a little grouchy, she may be in pain, and mommy gets this done, and she leaves smiling, and she's actually expressing her genetic potential at a higher level than when she came in, and I want some of that.
No doubt. It's something crazy, too. I know you've seen this, Mike, with little kids. They come in, and they're a little hesitant on their first visit, and then when they realize what's happening there on your table, when you're turning their nerve system on, turning their power on, it's the most amazing thing. The kids don't ever want to leave. Yeah, I mean, they're the most excited people when they come in. They come and they don't want to get they don't want to leave the office. They come in frightened at first, and then they realize what just happened, and then they're like, holy moly, this is just awesome. So it is something how they inherently know things that are good for them and their family. So it's a powerful thing.
It truly is. And for us at Beyond Your Wildest Genes, it's the secret sauce. It's the stuff that you can do all the other stuff, but yet if you're not addressing your spinal needs, which go much deeper than just the range of motion, and like you said in the very beginning, disc issues, they're so much deeper. You're missing the boat, folks. You really need to investigate this and go in with an open mind. And I can tell you the studies that we have done on DNA repair in chiropractic are amazing. If they, and I've said this from day one when those studies came out, if this were a drug and we showed that it repairs your DNA or that your telomeres are actually longer for those people that are under chiropractic care, that person would have won the Nobel Prize.
No doubt about it. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
All right, so I don't want to
That's
give...
kept secret.
Yeah, it is truly. It truly is a secret. I don't want to give the rest of the book away because it is amazing. You have in it a 21-day genetic jumpstart, but you also have a conclusion. What do you do next? So talk to people. I'm really cognizant of your time, too. Talk to people about what do you do next? By the book, of course.
Well, sure.
It'll be
sure.
In the show
yeah,
notes,
I mean,
folks.
The book definitely is always, as we talk about, your basic blueprint for turning on the optimal genetics that sit in your body. And a lot of times they're lying dormant. So going through the steps, grading yourself, I always tell people if they can go through there and at drcamelli.com, you can do that wellness blueprint. And we will do a complimentary service for you. We'll actually go through each and we'll give you a customized game plan as where you should start and what to do first. So we are offering that for anybody who wants to kind of run through and just see where they are globally and where their weak links are and kind of what to do first about it. We always want to start with the most simplistic action steps. And then once people start gaining momentum, and they do get through that, I mean, that's it's a very, very powerful thing for difficult cases. And we do take care of a lot of chronic cases in our office, from autoimmunity to brain injuries. Obviously, some of those go beyond the scope of the book. So in that chapter, as far as next steps, you know, if it is a case like that that requires maybe a little more attention, we do phone consultations and we take a lot of people from really not so nice place to opening up hope and showing them a roadmap as to what they can do to get an improved quality of life. So I always start with the basic assessment, the wellness blueprint, and then go from there.
I love it. Where can people find you in the world? Where are you physically located? And then spell out Dr. Camilli for folks.
Sure. Well, we're in a little town in Northeast Ohio called Cortland, Ohio. And we've been here for almost 20 years in the same practice. It sits up on about 700 acres. It used to be an old farmhouse. We converted into an office. It's quite beautiful right now this time of year. But that's where we've been practicing. As far as online, you can go and type in YouTube. Dr. Camilli, which is D-R, and then last name is C-A, M as in Mary, E-L-L-I. We do have some of our community outreach, some of our lectures on there that tie in with some of the concepts we talk about in the book. But as far as the online website, it's drcamilli.com, drcamilli.com. No period there after doctor, and it's all one word, but that will get you into the surveys and assessment tools, and it goes a little bit beyond what the book has, so it's a little deeper than just the ones at the end of the book. So that's the best way as far as getting a hold of me and where we are.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing with our community today. I'm really grateful that you were on the show. I've been wanting to have you on for a while. Reading your book, I loved it. A great message. Really hits home with what we aspire to be. And again, just thanks for taking time in your busy schedule to be on our show.
Thanks a lot, Mike. It was an absolute honor, and I appreciate everything you're doing to make the world a better place.
Awesome. Hey, folks, if you like what you heard today, please go to iTunes and leave a review. It helps us to help others find this vital information. And I will have all of Dr. Camilli's information in the show notes. You can find us on iTunes, and we now have just opened up our YouTube channel. So you can find us there as well. And I hope you have a great day. And we'll see you soon. Ciao.